And yes, that's Fats Domino. Antoine Dominique, who spoke French, Creole, was from New Orleans. And we're going to be speaking shortly, we believe, with Norman Otis Richmond. And are you there, Otis?
Yes, sir.
By golly, we got you. Well, everybody knows Norman Otis Richmond, but I'll remind you, he is a bluesologist. And by the way, you are from Louisiana. So you're eminently...
Yes, I was born in Bienville Parish in Arcadia, Louisiana, in Bienville Parish. And I guess in Louisiana is the only state in the union that has parishes. Everybody else has counties. So I guess that came from the French.
Yeah, and you're right. And you were able to tell Fats Domino that you're from Louisiana. And you got to meet him.
I met him in 1986, and I was trying to go to the library because I have interviewed him on tape, and I think I wrote a story in contrast. So, the next time we have a discussion, I can I'm gonna go back and check that out. And I'm trying to get some things together so I can do my archives because I really want.
We're going to organize a search party. If you've got Fats Domino, we're going to help you find it. We'll appoint 10 people.
Let me tell you one thing. I was checking a thing where Fats Domino played on "Lordy, Lordy, Lordy, Miss Claudie" by Lloyd Price, and Lloyd Price, I also have an interview with him. But Lloyd Price was influenced by. I guess when you think about New Orleans, you think about Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, and the second biggest person there is Fats Domino. But Lloyd Price spent 10 years in Africa. Lloyd Price was the one that organized the Thriller in Manila. You know, he lived in the Congo for a second. He lived in Nigeria for like 10 years. But I mean, you know, you're talking about a rich history of people that have, you know, grown internationally.
Well, and also we're talking about the foundation of what people call rock and roll. I have a quote here from the Globe and Mail obituary, which knocked me out. And here's how it goes. And this is Elvis Presley talking. A lot of people seem to think I started this business, Mr. Presley told Jet Magazine in 1957. But rock and roll music, let me see, get it right here. But rock and roll was here a long time before I came along. Nobody can sing that music like colored people. Let's face it, I can't sing it the way they can. I can't sing it like Fats Domino can. I know that. That's Elvis Presley in 1957.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, we should note, he was talking to a black magazine in segregated America. That's Jet Magazine.
He was talking to Jet Magazine, which was started by John E. Johnson. Yeah, that's the Jet Magazine. But also,
and so he's saying it's Fats Domino.
But this is another quote from Fats Domino himself. He says, "Well, what they call rock and roll now is rhythm and blues. I've been playing it for 15 years in New Orleans."
Well, by the way, I grew up listening to segregated radio. So if I went down the dial to the far end where you had to have a minute touch, I could listen to songs like that he did, like "I Hear You Knocking," which I loved that, and I was a teeny little guy. But so you definitely, the music was there, but it was segregated music.
I remember listening to Los Angeles radio. It was segregated music, and to give you another thing that's very ironic about the segregated music is like our DJ in Los Angeles, the biggest DJ that we had was called Hunter Hancock in Los Angeles, and he was a Euro-American.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had Johnny Otis, and everybody thought Johnny Otis was of African origin, but you know Johnny Otis was Greek. But it was all the radio, and it was always on the dial, on the AM dial, on the same place, you know, at the end of the dial, the weakest, you know, weakest part, and that was L.A., San Francisco, that was Detroit, Buffalo, New York, New Orleans, Miami, Florida. Mm-hmm. Anywhere you go, that was the name of the game.
Yeah, this is Otis Richmond, the bluesologist, and you can just write Norman Richmond, Otis Richmond. You'll find all of his work and radio work. You met him. Was he a Louisiana guy to you? Had he changed? What was he like to you? What was your impression?
It was like, you know, it's like meeting one of your uncles. He was very. I remember Bob Marley used to bring his own cook. But Fats Domino did that before Bob, you know. And Bob Marley was a big fan of Fats Domino. But anyway, yeah, he brought his own. He was very international in terms of his audience, but he was very his food and the things that he liked were he was a homeboy. I mean, yeah. He was really
sort of a New Orleans nationalist,
Louisiana culture.
Mm-hmm. Well, can you?
I mean, deeply tied to it.
Yeah, and speaking of that, what is this story about they call the left-handed piano of people from New Orleans, and particularly him?
Oh, the left-handed piano is there's a certain thing that you do with the left hand of the piano, and it's New Orleans. But I know Randy Weston is a great pianist who plays what he calls his music is African rhythm. That left-handed piano thing is there's a certain sound that you can get, and I remember Leonard Johnson, who used to own Third World Bookstore, used to always talk about, when he would listen to music, he would always talk about, I can hear that left hand. What is the New Orleans? The left hand is on a certain side of the piano, and you get a certain sound. And Fats Domino, New Orleans, I mean, who was the other guy? Professor Longhair. I had an interview with Professor Longhair, and I remember I lost it. Professor Longhair was one of the people that influenced Fats Domino. You had Allison Toussaint. I mean, and I could go on for days and days talking about the piano players or the left-handed piano players or left-handed style of piano players from New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people also compare him to Fats Waller.
Oh, Fats Waller. Yeah.
How come all these guys are fats? We'll get to that sometime. Uh-huh. They say he liked his fat. He didn't like being in New York where they cut the fat off the meat. He said he wanted to go back to New Orleans where they knew how to cook.
Oh yeah, I remember. I was looking at that where he said he ordered a steak and they took the fat off of the steak and he was up. That's why I say he brought his own. He had his own cooking. Like I say, Bob Marley had the same thing. If you ever saw Bob Marley, and in Bob Marley's room, he hired when he started touring and the bigger he got, he brought his own chef. In fact, did the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, where would you place him? Everybody's always looking for the father and mother of rock and roll, but Elvis certainly gave him that was a great confession on the part of Elvis to name Fats Domino. But when you think of him and his influence, where do you put him? There's so many wonderful names.
Well, I put him at that. Well, in terms of, if you look at him in terms of record sales, and I don't necessarily judge people by record sales, but let's just look at it from a record sales point of view. After Elvis, it was Fats, and Fats sold more records than Chuck Berry, Little Richard combined.
That's sense.
And he was. Influential, like I was playing. I did a radio show yesterday, and Vladimir Putin sang "Blueberry Hill."
That's something.
Yeah, Yellow Man from Jamaica sang "Blueberry Hill." Supercat, one of my favorite artists from Jamaica, he did "Hey Josephine." You had the jazz artist that did his song. I guess "Blueberry Hill" was a Well, you know, that was, I think that was done by, Bing Crosby or somebody, but he heard Satchmo do it.
Please don't say Pat Boone. We're banning the name on.
But the thing about it was that Satchmo heard what's his name? That's heard Satchmo do it. That's why he wanted to do it.
I wonder if those two men ever met. I know it's out of the question, out of the blue, but here are the two biggest names of New Orleans culture.
They would have to have met. I'm going to go back and do a Google search, and there has to be pictures of them because Satchmo lived till the 70s or yeah. Yeah. So no, they would have had to have met.
Yeah, and they had thoughts about each other. It's just amazing. By the way, when we're talking about cultural icons, the biographers and everybody else ought to get busy. This is ridiculous. These are giants. If you're they're taking down Confederate statues. They want to put up some new ones. Put up Satchmo and put up
That's Domino.
Antoine Dominique. Domino. Otis, we really appreciate you taking the time. And we got to come back and do some more on this. And please go find that tape. That thing is gold.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye. I think we have a little more of Fats Domino. This is called Fat Man.